create alumni support, and build an identity that would attract new students. The fact that it had little to do with classical education bothered only the traditionalists on campus and a handful of crotchety purists elsewhere who wrote critically of football in magazines, newspaper articles, and official college reports. Outward appearances may have changed, but the gridiron problems in that era appear remarkably similar to the present. In the 1890s, big-time recruiters and alumni contact